FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you the latest from Torrin Wells. Until Grace, good morning, 7:21.
Good morning, friends. Weather-wise, morning showers, fog becoming warm and sticky this afternoon. There is a chance of afternoon storms, high 83. Tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms, low 65. Winning Wednesday, clouds and morning showers, then partly cloudy later on, high 75. It's 58 in Harrisburg and also here in Lancaster.
This morning, our ministry guest, the Potter's House, our friend Lanny Millett is here. He's the director of donor relations. Good morning again.
Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Mm-hmm. You were telling us earlier about the men and women that you're ministering to, that many of them addictions to drugs and alcohol, and you must have great stories about how the Lord is impacting those folks through your ministry.
There are a lot of stories, and what is really amazing to me is some of them come and they tell me, you know, I've been in 22 prior programs.
Wow.
And then something happens when, I think it's because the Jesus factor, that when Jesus mm-hmm. takes a hold of a heart and transforms it, something changes. And sometimes it is they're just ready to be there, but it's the combination, because I think without a higher power that has power, change is not possible. But
right.
overcoming happens when Jesus enters into a person's life. And so it has been exciting for me to see how many people have stories like that where, yeah, I've been on the merry-go-round over and over and over again, but now I'm starting to see, and again, I mentioned earlier that the one guy, he just proclaimed in the one group, I can't believe God would use me.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
If folks want to hear more stories, your banquet is coming up, and I know that's going to be a great place to hear about what God's doing through your ministry.
It's true, and I was just thinking, you noted that I'm your first guest in a year. Our banquet in 2020 was March 13th, the last night that anybody could have a banquet. So
yeah.
Here we go. We're, you know, now we're doing it in May because of the pandemic. But you know, I think there's something significant about that, we were able to do that. And now this year, we're going to have testimonies. So there will be both men and women sharing, because now we do have a women's program.
So neat.
I can't really tell you who of those are, because they're going to be videotaped. Because we're doing two nights, we can't have everybody there every night.
Right.
But it's going to be exciting to hear some of those stories. And then in addition, in this last year, we've had a change in staffing. I was the ministry director, but in this year, Joel Jakubowski has come. He formerly was with Teen Challenge. He brings a wealth of experience, and he has lived a very rough life initially, and again, Jesus came into his heart, and things changed, and now he is in the position of helping other men overcome addiction, and his wife, Angie, is the director of our women's program, the Potter's House of Ruth. So together, they're going to share at the banquet their story of how God has redeemed them and how they're involved in redemption in other lives.
Cool. It's coming up May 19th and 20th.
May 19th and 20th, 6:30. We need you to register ahead, because it's going to be limited seating. So by May 6th, we really need to hear from you.
So that's Thursday already.
Yeah.
Can you
so 2 days
that?
Away.
Wow.
That's right.
So it's coming up, Shady Maple Conference Center, May 19 and 20. They're asking that by Thursday, you make your free reservations.
That's right.
And they can do that online?
It can be done online.
Yep.
The Potter's House, Lancaster.com. And again, put the Lancaster in there, or
Lancaster.
You'll end up in Texas.
The Potter's House, Lancaster.com. Find out about the banquet. Be a part. Shady Maple Conference Center, May 19 and 20. Lanny, so great to have you
so
in the
great.
Studio.
Just want to say the theme is From Graves to Gardens.
Ooh,
and
that's
cool.
We
would love to see that enacted in all of our lives.
Right.
Which, and you are seeing it.
That's absolutely
like.
Right.
So we're going to play that song, Lord Bless You. Thanks for stopping today.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Here's Brandon Lake in Elevation Worship. This is Graves in the Garden on WJTL.